It's a hugely sad day. Charles Kennedy was an immensely gifted politician, but perhaps more than that, he was a thoroughly decent human being with great charm and wit and warmth. And he had many of the qualities that so many politicians have to work hard to have. He had them naturally, that ability to just talk to people, to communicate, to inspire people. And he was also very highly principled, as demonstrated by his stand against the Iraq War. He'll be sorely missed.
Obviously, lots of people paying tribute today, and he had a very long career in politics. Just remind us, perhaps, of some of the main achievements.
Well, he was elected to the House of Commons at the very young age. I believe he was 24 when he was elected. But after that, he had a career that involved the foundations of the SDP and the Liberal Democrats. He was a leading figure throughout the whole history of the Liberal Democrat Party. He led the party to its greatest ever election results in a general election. He achieved a very high profile with his very principled stand on the Iraq War and other issues. And for people in Kent, I think it's worth just reminding everyone that when I started the campaign to get retired Gurkha soldiers the right to live in Britain when they left the army, he was the first senior politician and the first party leader to take that issue seriously. I believe it's true to say he was the first party leader to ask a question about that at Prime Minister's questions, and the first party leader to invite retired Gurkhas to a party conference. So there's a special link there for Kent. But I think overall, the whole country is poorer for his passing.